I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 52. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about understanding diabetes and what it is and why we're such a mess. Why our society is so fat. I used to be fat, so I can say the F word. Why we're so fat, why we have blood sugar problems, why so many diseases are affected by how much sugar we put in our body, how it weakens the immune system. And it's not hard, it's easy, and it's so inexpensive when you just learn what to do. So I want to talk about something called net carbs. It's important to track your carbs. So what you do is you write down your carbs, and if you don't know something like a piece of fruit or something like that, just look it up. And you want to take your carbs minus the fiber. So how many grams of carbs you have minus fiber. So let's assume we have something like flaxseed crackers. I know that sounds weird for some of you, but you can take flaxseed and actually dehydrate them into crackers. You can buy them too. And they're nice because I don't eat breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, and pastas. Can't say never, but I can't remember the last time I did. But flaxseed crackers give you something to chew on, and you could dip guacamole in them and things like that. So they're kind of fun, and you can make your own if you're adventurous. Just look up flaxseed crackers on the internet. And so let's assume a flaxseed cracker serving has, 10 grams of carbs. I'm making this up now. It's close to that. But it has 7 grams of fiber. So that gives me a net carb of 3. Follow that? 10 grams of carbs minus 7 grams of fiber is 3 grams of actual carbohydrates. And in a perfect world, and I want you to shoot for this, you want to do about 50 grams of carbs a day, 40 to 50, but 50 is more reasonable. That's tough. Because if you look at something like a can of soda, you're looking at, oh my gosh, that's almost all the carbs for my whole day right there. Or cakes or cookies or donuts. That's almost all the carbs I should have all day in one or two servings. So that's why you don't want to do that, because you have to eat other food eventually. And so look at net carbs. It really is kind of cool. It's the simplest way to do it. And if you can do this for a few weeks and you keep it around 40, 50 grams, your body's going to shift and a lot of those cravings are going to go away. Like I said, if I take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, those help my cravings, and most people, they help tremendous cravings. So whenever I have a craving for something sweet or junky, which I do, I'm human just like you, what I'll do is I'll mix up a scoop of Super Greens, a scoop of Essential Source. I'll just shake it up in a jar, mix it up. If I really want to get crazy, woohoo, I'll use coconut milk or almond milk. You could use water, but it tastes better in coconut milk, I'll be honest with you. Shake it up, drink it right away. If it sits too long, sometimes it changes the flavor a little bit. It's not bad. It's just, you know, some of you are delicate. And I find if I wait 20 minutes after the Super Greens and Essential Source, that helps tremendously. If I'm really going nuts on sugar, I'll add cinnamon to it. Just add a teaspoon or two of cinnamon to it. Cinnamon helps stabilize the blood sugar as well. And you'll be amazed. It tastes sweet because we sweeten it with stevia. Tastes sweet. Give yourself that. Give yourself 20 minutes. Add a little cinnamon. And you'll be fascinated how a lot of those cravings go away. Because the net carbs, it's really a little tough. Because sometimes 350 grams of carbs a day people are eating. If you're eating like breads and pastas and cookies and cakes, what we call the standard American diet, the SAD diet, you're putting in 300, 350 grams of carbs a day, net grams, when you should be doing 50. Wow. That's a little tricky now, isn't it? But you can do it. I promise you can do it. Everyone can do it. It's not like you can't do it. You have to eat anyway. You might as well eat good foods. So as we go into this this portion of the show now, I just want to talk about superfoods, foods that are great to help stabilize your blood sugar, okay? Vitamin D, we talked about. Omega-3 fatty acids, very important to make the body work properly. Now, there's three different types that most people think of. You can do it from plants. I mean, even romaine lettuce has vitamin D in it, omega-3s, I'm sorry. But it has to be converted from the ALA form into the DHA and the EPA form. And there's shorter chain carbon chains. It's a list of carbon atoms together. And we got to make it a longer chain carbon chain into DHA and EPA. So fish oil, not my favorite. I know it's very popular. You run the risk of mercury toxicity. You run the risk of the oil going rancid. You run the risk of other chemicals that are found in the oils. Not a big fan of fish oil. If you're going to do fish oil, make sure it's certified mercury-free. And what they'll do is they'll test the fish oil, and then they'll take out any mercury that they find many times. They'll distill it out. But I don't think you need to do that. I think if you go to something like an krill oil, much better choice. Krill is in the phospholipid form. It's in a form that you need as a human. So fish oil has to be converted into krill oil, into phospholipid. Krill oil already is the phospholipid. Algae oil is the best because fish don't produce omega-3 fatty acids. Fish get it from eating smaller fish who eat smaller fish who eat krill, who eat algae that is the source of the omega-3 fatty acids. It's the purest form. So why not? Why go all the way up the food chain when you can go down the food chain? Eat lower on the food chain is the best advice I can give you when it comes to health. Eat lower on the food chain and you'll do well. You know, plants are lower on the food chain. Animals, higher on the food chain. So lower on the food chain, the better. And that goes for the fish oil, the algae oil as well, because it's lower on the food chain. Avocados, it's actually a fruit, not a vegetable, in case you get some wise guy who wants to argue with you. Great source of good fat, fiber, 20 different vitamins and minerals, including magnesium. And we need to eat more magnesium. Now, eating fats slows down your digestive system. And so you absorb your food slower. It helps you slow down your carbohydrate absorption. So eating some fat is good. Now, I don't do well with a lot of fats. I put on weight very quickly with fats. And some people are protein types, some people are carbohydrate types, some people are fat types. And so the one size fits all isn't necessarily right. You gotta try to figure out what works for you. If I eat one avocado a day, I'm golden. If I eat two or three, I start to feel fat. I feel mushy. And I'm like, how did that happen? And I realized over time, it came from the fats from the avocados. Same thing with nuts. I can eat a handful or two of nuts, I'm happy. More than that, I start to feel fat. So notice how you feel. And if you go to my website, drjoe.com, under patient paperwork, we have something called a diet diary. And a diet diary, print it up. It's yours. It's free. Print it up and write down what you eat. Everything. When I say everything, a piece of gum. We talked about pain management the other day. And sometimes, like, caffeine gives me a headache right on the left side of my neck. Can't even do like a couple sips of coffee, boom, instant headache, which I don't do coffee anyway. Chocolate, anything's going to give me a headache when it has caffeine in it. Took me years to realize that until I took my own advice, wrote everything down, and went, oh my gosh, I had a headache. What did I eat the day before? Boop, boop, boop. Oh, there it is. Coffee, caffeine, coffee, caffeine. Okay, I figured out my pattern. I feel fat today. I'm tired today. I'm bloated today. I got brain fog today. Go back and look at your diet and go, oh, look at this. I see a pattern developing. I shouldn't do these things. So avocados are great. They give you about 6 or 7 grams of fiber. So that's good. You can eat an avocado very simply. The way you know it's ripe, touch it. And it should feel like the tip of your nose. It should just give a little bit. Just that's how you tell peaches are ripe too. Most fruit. Just like the tip of your nose. And if it gives a little bit, it's perfect. You can cut it open. And I always thought you had to do something with avocados. I remember being in college and you'd make guacamole. You put it in a salad, whatever. And my friend Frank taught me a lot in life. He cut it open, took the pit out, put some salt on it, and scooped it out and ate it. So what are you doing? I'm eating an avocado. Never thought about that before. So something as simple as that is great. If you're going to do salt, make sure it's air-dried sea salt. Air-dried sea salt has over 70 different nutrients in it that you're not going to get from white salt. Never, ever, ever eat white salt. It should be pink, gray, black, beige. But the air-dried or the Himalayan salt is definitely the way you want to go. That's the best salt for you. And just sprinkle a little salt on it and eat it. And by the way, that makes a great snack. Because if you have super greens, an essential source in the morning, and maybe you need more, have an avocado. And you'll be amazed how much better you feel and how full you'll feel. So that's a very good thing. And that'll help stabilize the blood sugar again because it's not a sugar. Seeds. We talked about seeds before. Magnesium is so important. And so many of us are deficient in it. And as a chiropractor, my team of doctors and I, we work on trying to get you out of pain. And many times people come in and, you know, they just bend over, their muscle spasms. Doc, I wake up, I got spasms in my leg. I got Charlie horses. We push out a muscle, it spasms. Many times it's a magnesium deficiency. So what we have to do then is get them on some high magnesium foods. We get them on a supplement, of course. But again, I try to get your nutrients from the whole foods. So it plays an important role. Magnesium is important in carbohydrate and glucose metabolism. And if you don't have enough of it, you got a problem. So you can do sunflower seeds, black sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds. What I do, and I like this, is I used to eat chia seeds, but sometimes I just felt really heavy. So what I did was I just put them in a coffee grinder, actually a little blender, and I ground them into a powder. And they work so much better when they're ground up. Same thing with flax seeds. If you eat flax seeds, they pass right through you. But if you grind them up and grind up the chia seeds, and always grind them fresh. Don't buy the pre-ground ones because immediately they start to oxidize. And we don't want you eating oxidized fats. So you can get a little grinder. They cost, gosh, you can get a fancy one for $15, $20, a little, you know, thing that grind, a little blender. I don't want to use a brand name. And just grind it up into a powder and then eat it right away. And at least the next couple of days, you can grind it for a couple of days. And you'll be fascinated what happens. Because then you drink a lot of water, which I'm hoping you're doing anyway, and that swells up in your colon and it pushes everything through the colon, giving you a slow release of the sugar. And guess what? High count in the fiber area. So once again, we're looking at net carbs, 50 net carbs a day. Take your number of carbs minus the grams of fiber, and you have what's called a net carb. And this is going to give you really high count in fiber, which is going to help push the sugar through the colon and give you the nutrients. And with seeds, too, by the way, if you don't chew them, they pass right through you. Corn, for example, is another one. Passes right through you. So if you grind them up, it's a much better choice. And you can grind them up, maybe put them on a salad, mix it with the super greens in the essential source. Excellent. If you want to get the bowels moving, we have something called Dr. Joe's Intestinal Cleanser, which is excellent for getting the bowels moving. Very gentle. It's not like a laxative that's going to, you know, you can't leave the house. But Dr. Joe's Intestinal Cleanser is on the website, drjoe.com. And I recommend this if your bowels aren't moving 2 to 3 times a day. Yes, I said a day. Not a month, not a year. I know some people come in with, Dr. Joe, that's 3 times a month for me. You got to get the bowels moving because the fiber is going to push everything through. So if you grind up a teaspoon of flaxseed, chia seeds, sesame seeds, black cumin, pumpkin, it's going to help push everything through, which is really great. And it's going to give you a great source of magnesium, which will help metabolize your sugar. We talked about pumpkin seeds. Magnesium levels result in impaired insulin secretion and lower insulin sensitivity. So there's the research on magnesium. You really need that too. And if you're doing an overload of unhealthy fats, which is most people do, you might be doing peanut oil or canola oil, which is usually genetically modified, by the way. You're getting a lot of what's called omega-6 fatty acids. Omega-6 fatty acids cause inflammation. So if you're going to do an oil, avocado oil, extra virgin organic coconut oil, extra virgin organic olive oil, we talked about the avocado oil. Those are better sources. But the vegetable oils, the corn, the soy, the cottonseed, who eats cottonseeds? And make an oil out of it. You eat, oh, it's cottonseed oil. I guess it's okay. I wouldn't eat a cottonseed, would you? And for some reason, we use that. I don't understand that. But those are high in omega-6 fatty acids, and that causes inflammation. Now, as a chiropractor, my team of doctors and I, we're very concerned about your health, and inflammation is a component of every disease known to man. So we want to get you on lower levels of omega-6 fatty acids and higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids. In a perfect world, it's a 1-to-1 ratio, 1 omega-6 to 1 omega-3, maybe 3 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. Most people in the United States are about 20, 30 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. Not the place you want to be because, again, as you when you come see us as patients, we're going to do everything we can to try to get you well, but many times patients fight us. I'm not giving up my whatever. You fill in the blank. My meats, my dairies, my coffees, my sodas, my artificial sweeteners, my breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas. Okay. At least take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Minimum amount of nutrients. And then we do a nutritional workup on them. And we'll say, okay, let's add some Dr. Joe's Adrenal Support, Dr. Joe's Vitamin D, Dr. Joe's B-Complex, Dr. Joe's Probiotics. A lot of times if people are having trouble losing weight, we have to recolonize their colon with good bacteria. We get them on a probiotic. You think of probiotics for weight loss. Yeah. Skinny people have different bacteria in their colon than fat people. Isn't that interesting? So we got to get your colon recolonized. So we get you on probiotics. We have a bunch of supplements. They're all on our website, drjoe.com. And you can order them there, by the way. Also available on Amazon, but you can order them on our website. It's just as easy. And so we want to get you on the things that you need to get well. And if you're eating omega-6 fatty acids, it's going to increase inflammation, which is going to increase your pain. It's going to cut off nerve supply to your organs. It's going to feed other diseases. We got to cut that out. So fiber and digestive-resistant carbs. My gosh, look at the time flying. So I got to say this. If you want to come see us, because I'm running close to time here. We still got a few minutes. We still got about 10 minutes. If you want to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. My team of doctors would love to be your doctors. So go to website, drjoe.com, and we'll set you up a time to come see us. We're open between the offices 6 days a week, so we can always set up a time for you somewhere in there. And we want to get the nervous system working. We want to make sure your digestive system is working. If you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, it's going to affect your digestive system, which is going to affect every aspect of your body. And we may have to take your stomach and pull it or massage it down away from the diaphragm. So if you want to come see us, you should. Every day in my office, patients come in and they say, I've been meaning to come see you guys for fill in the blank. How many of you like that? Raise your hands. For 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 10 weeks, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I had a patient come in the other day. Dr. Joe, I heard you speak 31 years ago. He said, I still had your card. It was a different address and it was different phone numbers and everything. He said, I still had your card. I've been meaning to come see you for 31 years. I wrote the date on it. Oh my gosh, 31 years. What took you so long? It would have been a lot easier to fix them 31 years ago too, by the way. So stop suffering needlessly. Go to my website, drjoe.com, make an appointment. If you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. You are not stronger than your car and your body is locked in, but your head isn't. And your head has to snap around and it has to cause damage. You're not tougher than another car. So go to website, drjoe.com, and set an appointment right away. All right, so let's talk about some resistant carbs. You got to keep in mind, research shows that people with high intakes of dietary fiber not only has significantly lower risk of obesity and diabetes, but lower risk of coronary heart disease, stroke, hypertension, and gastrointestinal problems. Wait a minute. So there's a magic pill out there? Well, yeah, there's a lot of magic pills out there. Dr. Joe Supergreens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. I think they're magic pills. We have magnesium. We talked about that from the nuts. We have probiotics. We have Dr. Joe's B vitamins, Dr. Joe's adrenal support, vitamin D with K2. All that. So there are magic buttons out there or magic pills? Yeah, there are, but you just got to take them. But fiber is something that you need to take. You need to get this from your diet. High fiber intake is shown to improve glycemia, leptin and insulin sensitivity in non-diabetics and diabetics as well. Fiber is going to be your key. Got to get everything moving through the colon. Best sources of fiber come from whole foods. So I'm going to aim for about, like I said, 50 grams of fiber per 1,000 calories consumed. So if you do 50 grams a day, that's great. If you keep your calories around there, that's great too. If you're doing a 2,000 a day calorie count, which you shouldn't, that's a little high, by the way, you then want to double that, okay? So chia seeds, grind them up. They work a lot better. Berries. Berries are great. Always do organic. The reason is berries, if they're sprayed with pesticides, they got little bumps in them, and the pesticides can settle in those bumps, hard to wash out. Still better than having a hamburger if they're non-organic strawberries. If you can do organic, all the better. Almonds are great. Cauliflower. Cauliflower is the new kid in town. You do cauliflower pizza crusts. I make a great cauliflower pizza crust. Take some ground up cauliflower and I add an egg replacer because I don't do eggs. If you do eggs, make sure it's organic. And you can mix that in. You can do some almond flour if you wanted to. Again, these are low glycemic index. They're not going to spike your blood sugar and they're going to have fiber in them. And if you go on a website and just look up in the internet and look up cauliflower pizza crusts, just wiggle it a little bit. Instead of using eggs, use egg replacers is what I do. And a little nutritional yeast in there. You could use some oregano in there. Spectacular. Now, does it taste like a pizza delivery crust? No, it doesn't. But you get the idea. You could put some tomato sauce on there. I use a vegan cheese, of course. I don't eat animal products. You can, if you're going to do cheese, make sure it's organic. Maybe some sliced tomatoes, and you can make your own pizza. So cauliflower is the new wonder boy. Root vegetables and tubers, onions and sweet potatoes. Regular potatoes, higher in sugar. The sweet potatoes, not so much. Sweet potatoes really aren't potatoes, by the way. They would just call them that. Green beans are awesome. I have at my house cans of organic green beans. Make sure there's no bisphenol A in the can. And as an emergency meal sometimes, I'll just open up a can of them, drain it out. I'll put some nutritional yeast on it. Big fan of nutritional yeast. By the way, it helps with diabetes too. Maybe some salt and pepper, some oregano. If I want to get crazy, some hot sauce. And I'll just eat it. And you'll be amazed. You'll feel so full. Frozen is better actually than canned too. And just don't even have to cook them. And you'll be amazed how good you feel after eating something as simple as that. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, folks, oh my God. My staff goes nuts when I make Brussels sprouts. In fact, one of my secretaries looked at me the other day because we all did the doctor-supervised weight loss program that we offer to our patients, but I had the staff do it as well. And I got everybody on it. Because even for someone like me who doesn't really need to lose weight, it's still good to cleanse the body. And my one secretary, Kayla, she comes in one day and she has these two bags of Brussels sprouts. She said, this is going to sound like a weird request. I said, what's that? She goes, I want you to make these for me. I said, it's really easy, Kayla. She goes, no, just make them for me. And Kayla's an amazing person. And I said, absolutely, I will. And it's very simple. I took the Brussels sprouts. I cut them in half. I put some olive oil, organic balsamic vinegar on it, salt and pepper, and broiled them. My mouth's watering thinking about it. You'll feel so full. You'll feel so good. And cruciferous vegetables, and the reason we say that is when the flower forms, it's in the shape of a crucifix. That's what I call cruciferous. Cruciferous vegetables are high in something called diindolmethane. And diindolmethane helps prevent your testosterone from converting into estrogen. And so it just rocks. And they taste great. And they're cheap. You can get an organic bag for like $1.50, $2. And you got a meal out of it. And they taste spectacular. So I just cut them in half. If they're frozen, I parboil them a little bit. I cut them in half. Extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper. Pop them in a broiler. Flip them a few times as they start to caramelize. Just off the chart. So you're diabetic. If you're not diabetic, there's a great meal for you too. Psyllium seed husk is good for you too. Make sure it's ground up though, because you don't want to clog yourself up. And that's the thing. If you're taking a fiber supplement, make sure you're drinking a ton of water. And if you're not taking a fiber supplement, make sure you're drinking a ton of water. If you're taking Dr. Joe's intestinal cleanser, make sure you're drinking a ton of water, because the water is going to help push everything through the colon. Artichokes. If you don't know how to make an artichoke, my first book is called Eating Right for the Health of It. First half of the book tells you how to change your diet. Second half of the book is well over 200 recipes. I have in this book the best, by far, bar none, artichoke recipe in the world, taught to me by Grandma Esposito, my grandmother. And it's just, I've had people go, I don't like artichokes, or I never had artichokes. Once I make them this artichoke, so easy to make too. They lose their minds. It's that good. I promise you. It's in recipes in a book. So artichokes are great. Artichoke have inulin. Inulin is a prebiotic. Prebiotics feed the probiotics in your colon. So that's why in my Super Greens, in my Essential Source, we have prebiotics and probiotics. Because probiotics are the good bacteria. But once they're in the colon, you got to feed them to make them grow. So then you feed them inulin or what we call non-digestible starches, and it works out well. It makes them happy. So artichoke's great for that. We talked about flax seeds. Again, try to grind them fresh. Black beans are very good too. They're going to push everything through your colon and to make you feel full. So it's not hard to do. It's pretty easy. And again, the book Eating Right for the Health of It has well over 200 recipes in it. Not every one is perfect, because I realize that we're not perfect. I got to get people to transition away from the bad foods, what I call the seven deadly sins: alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, and then segue into the good foods. And that's why I wrote that book called Eating Right for the Health of It, because it teaches you how to do that, how to segue into the good diet. Walnuts. Walnuts are great too. Research shows higher nut consumptions to a point, of course. It will help lower your body weight. It helps with diabetics. It gives you fiber. It gives you good fat. I do want to cover, before I run out of time, resistant starches. If you have to, and I hope you don't, have to have a starch like a potato or rice, cook it, refrigerate it overnight, and then if you eat it, you're going to absorb a lot less of the carbohydrates. When it's heated, the carbohydrates are in absorbable form. When they're cold, they're not. So if you have to do that, you want to make sure that you're eating something that's what's called a resistant type starch. And that's going to be spectacular. Underripe fruits, again, I don't like those too much. Tapioca starch, brown rice flour. But again, once you heat it, it changes the chemical structure of it. So you want to avoid that. Almost out of time. Spinach, strawberries. Ginger is great. Cinnamon is great. We have a supplement called Gymnema. Gymnema helps stabilize the blood sugar as well. Folks, I'm almost out of time. So if you want to get the supplements, the Super Greens, the Essential Source, again, that's the minimum amount of nutrients you should be doing every day. Go to my website, drjoe.com. If you want to learn about the doctor-supervised weight loss program that we do, call the office, ask for Kayla. Tara can help you too, and they'll get that set up for you. We do have a special right now. If you come to the offices, we're not going to do this over the internet, only if you come to the offices and pick up three supplements, you get one free, the Super Greens, the Essential Source. Buy three, get one free. And we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. So if you're in the Atlanta area, if you want to make an appointment to come see us, we would love to have you as a patient. Go to my website, drjoe.com, set up a time to come see us. If you have questions about the insurance, we're more than happy to answer that. Many times there's out-of-network benefits, in-network benefits. There's different ways, even car accidents. There's like four different ways to get covered if you've ever been in a car accident. A lot of people don't know that. So go to my website. If you've ever been in a car accident, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. So please, you, for yourself, your friends, your family, and I'm begging you, bring your children. You'll be amazed when we get the kids' nervous system, digestive system, and diet straightened out. You'll probably have a whole new kid on your hands. So folks, if you're ready to get well and stay well, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.